So this first slide, I like to call my competing First Amendment interest slide. So I live on the south side of Houston. I drive to work every day past this intersection where there's a lady that stands there who is obviously homeless. She appears there. She's usually either got her her Shipley's donut cup, or she's got, you know, she's tapping on your windshield, or she's, you know, has been known to throw herself in the roadway until someone gives her a dollar. And it is every spectrum of passive panhandling, just standing there with the cup, or aggressive panhandling, throwing herself into harm's way. When she's got all her clothes on, they're backwards sometimes, and it's just kind of a, you know, this tormented appearance of, you know, what's going on here. And I thought over the years, this is many years ago, that, you know, why doesn't the city do something about this? Why doesn't the city regulate the homeless and provide a place for them to go? Why don't they do anything about this? And ultimately, I reached the conclusion that, you know, being out there with your sign or however it is that you choose to give your message is protected speech. They're out there communicating that they're looking for money. They're looking for donations. They're looking for charitable contributions. And they're communicating that they're homeless. And panhandling and solicitation has been an example of protected free speech for a number of years. And so I think that this slide tells us, you know, kind of where we are in terms of panhandling and First Amendment jurisprudence. You've got the one gentleman on the left who's out there appearing to be in the middle of or on the edge of an intersection. He's got his sign. His father was apparently killed by ninjas, and he needs some money for karate lessons.